Birmingham Southern College is one of several private colleges putting a big tuition cut, including room and board. It costs close to $50,000 a year to attend the school.
When we did our research, we learned that 80% of students would not look at a college a second time if it had a sticker price anywhere near that rate.
More on how Birmingham Southern is trying to prevent sticker shock. It's ahead in about 15 minutes. It's 8:30. Proponents of a stadium at the BJCC in downtown Birmingham got a boost earlier this month when the Jefferson County Commission agreed to set aside $30 million toward the facility. While it may be a significant step, the stadium is far from a done deal. The BJCC's master plan includes a proposal for a $174 million open-air stadium. It would seat 45,000 people and include meeting and exhibition space. But paying that price tag is a key sticking point. The Birmingham City Council, for one, isn't ready to commit, according to Councilman Darrell O'Quinn. He represents the area where the stadium would be built.
We're, in some sense, a little bit on the back end of this conversation.
O'Quinn says they've had general discussion with the BJCC, but not conversations with all the players involved. Nor has the council been given details to determine if it would be a good use of city money. O'Quinn says the commission's move appears to be an effort to force the hands of others involved, especially the city.
It seems to me that, and I've heard this from other counselors, that the county could do more in terms of their investment. Maybe not quite ask so much from the city of Birmingham.
Amanda Ross is an economist at the University of Alabama. She says studies show the economic impact of stadiums is a wash, although certain businesses might see a boost, a restaurant near the building, for instance. While she says some cities have seen success competing in the municipal arms race of building bigger and better sports facilities, it really comes down to priorities.
Every local government is going to be limited. So I think the biggest thing is sitting down and deciding, what's our priority? What do we want to deal with now? What's our long-term goal? And thinking from a more long-term fashion when deciding how to allocate the scarce resources.
The Jefferson County Commission's appropriation is contingent on construction starting this year. O'Quinn calls that ambitious. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager. You can hear more discussion about the proposed stadium on the WBHM Politics podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts or at WBHM.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station.